This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump sought to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again Wednesday that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor Peter Navarro in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on.
Well, he made a statement representing himself. He shouldn't be doing that. No, I have a very good relationship with Anthony.
Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone are reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama, too.
We are almost to the point where hospital ICUs overwhelmed.
And Governor Kay Ivey will start requiring face masks indoors starting tomorrow. Florida is not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one today while speaking publicly. In Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt does not want to require masks.
You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility.
He rarely wears one, and today became the first governor to say he's tested positive for the virus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Walmart will now require customers to wear face coverings at all of its namesake and Sam's Club stores, making it the largest retailer to introduce such a policy that has otherwise proven difficult to enforce without state and federal requirements. The company said the policy will go into effect on Monday to allow time to inform stores and customers. It joins Best Buy and Starbucks in mandating face coverings. The Arkansas-based company said that currently about 65% of its more than 5,000 stores and clubs are located in areas where there is already some form of government mandate on face coverings. The retailer also said it will create the role of health ambassador at its Walmart stores and will station them near the entrance to remind customers without masks of the new requirement. A new UN report accuses the Venezuelan government of doing little to clamp down on criminal groups who control mining in a region largely inhabited by indigenous peoples. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report documents the high levels of violence used by criminal groups to exploit the labor of people working in the Arco Minero del Orinoco region in Venezuela. The UN Human Rights Office notes internal migration to the mining area has increased dramatically in the last few years because of the economic crisis. The report says the need to feed themselves and their families makes the miners particularly vulnerable to exploitation. The report says miners work 12-hour shifts under dangerous conditions without any protection. It says they have to pay 10 to 20% of their earnings to the criminal groups and another 15 to 30% to the mill owners who extract the gold from the rocks. Venezuela's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Jorge Valero, rejects the report because, he says, his government was not asked for any input in compiling the report. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Body camera footage has been made public from two Minneapolis, Minnesota police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd. Floyd's death at the hand of police set off worldwide demonstrations. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the minutes before his death, Floyd pleads with the officers, saying, "I'm not a bad guy." An onlooker told him, "You can't win." Floyd responded, "I don't want to win." A few minutes later, his voice fading, Floyd occasionally says, "I can't breathe," before he goes still. George Floyd's family is suing the city of Minneapolis. Attorney Benjamin Crump says the city allowed a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in the police force. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.